Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for the last trading day of the week, it's a Friday, and it's Nicola Duke looking at the charts. So, three charts. Two AIM stocks, one that's taken a massive fall, but also is one of the most followed stocks on Vox in the last couple of days. People see an opportunity there, a trade there, a punt there, and that's Carillion. But in fact, let's start with Carillion then. So CLLN, it's fallen about 50% in the last couple of days, and obviously people see the opportunity. What do you think, Nick, on the chart? What do you reckon? What do you say?
Please, people, don't buy it here. I think that we're at, what, 58, around there. I think I have massive Fibonacci support for this stock between 31 and 34, and I'm a buyer there myself.
Ooh, we'll see.
I know.
And do you know what? They're saying, there's a report out today saying, some article somewhere, that they'll need to do a rights issue, you know, issue more to get through this debt crisis they're having at the moment. So, there's a lot of uncertainty, and I think until we see the chart is only just broken down last couple of days, no trend there at all, so it could go lower, and it could bounce a little bit. And normally, you know, you will see a bounce, don't you, sometimes, but it'll go lower again. It's almost just a retest, doesn't it?
But it does. Mm. And, here's the problem. You know, the Carillion was sort of on the lows when it broke down. This is a really good lesson, like flash, crash, crashes don't come from overbought markets. They come from oversold markets. So, that's a good...
I'm trying to get that in my head. So what does that mean? They come from oversold?
It means... Okay, so listen.
They'll go lower, essentially. There's more people selling. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, especially if it's a really good level. You'll see this in stock indexes and crashes, you know. Everybody will say, this is it. It's, you know, it's time to buy, and you'll get lots of liquidity because it'll be at a level where everybody thinks it's a good place to get in. And then they're just... they're the late, you know. And then it just... only takes a few to trigger those, and then everybody stops going, and that's what does it. But
well, the thing is, it hit that. I think people are thinking that 50 pence level is a support level. But if that breaks, you know, then of course a lot of people will have stops around there.
That 50p level is, and it's a small fib level, but it's not. Enough. It's not enough to catch it. And there's much, when you look at it in bigger picture, I've got much better support a bit lower. So for me, it's got to do something really special. If this 50p level is going to be the bottom, it's got to do something really special here to show me it is. It's got to double bottom or retest, like just a straight bounce off it isn't going to be enough.
Marvellous. Okay, that's Carillion, CLLN. Put it on the watch list maybe, but it's got a way to go yet.
We were just saying, how does anybody in UK property lose money? Really?
Well, I think they're in property and service sector. They've got a lot of debt, apparently. I've not read into it, to be honest, so I'm talking.
House prices have just gone up.
Well, at the moment, do you know what?
They're 2009.
Yeah, but they're stagnant. Last couple of years have been stagnant, you see. Last year or so, or 6 months, they're saying estate agents now, right? Have very little property on their books. In fact, as little for the last 40 years.
Happened to them, though.
Yeah, for the last 40 years.
If that's what happened to them in stagnant house prices, what is going to happen to these companies if we have a house price correction, everybody says will never happen? Yeah. But, you know, famous last words, right?
Profit warning. They got £800 million worth of debt. Now, they're only a market cap of 253, so they're swimming in debt. And I just think, you know, if they don't sort that out with some kind of rights issue or something like that, they're going to go under. Yeah. So they have to do that. So at the moment, it's not a good time. It's a punt, you know. But anyway, let's look at the next one. So Asia Met Resources, a pick that we haven't covered for a while. What do you reckon, Nick? It's hit a high of just around about 5.5-6 pence. And now it's consolidating around a 125 moving average, I think. What do you think?
So since the rally from the start of the year, this epic rally, we've had a huge rally that's retraced 50% and then bounced, and we're going sideways in a triangle pattern. So a triangle pattern at highs is called a bullish pennant usually. So we can measure the flagpole. If you like, or a flag. So we can measure the pole from the January lows to the February highs. And then when we break out of this pennant to the upside, that gives us our target. We project the pole from the upside point. So our target when we break to the upside and using Fibonacci is 7.21 to 7.35. It's going to be in that region, but we have to break to the upside. So the first sign we need to say that we're going higher and we've made a bottom, I think for me, is above about 4.7 and above the daily 50 moving average. Then I think we go back and retest the top of the triangle, and then this time, fourth time lucky, I'm hoping for a breakout.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
I will make it very clear on the chart.
Cool. SDX Energy. SDX is a ticker. What do you reckon, Nicola? Because I've seen a lot of activity on this on Twitter, people saying, what's going on here? This is worth getting in, people saying. So I've been looking at the chart, and it's just touched the 200-day moving average, isn't it? It's come back from, it went to 70 pence, now it's down at 46 pence, but it did touch the 200-day moving average, almost touched it at 41
pence. Okay, yeah. This is the thing, there's no almost, we haven't touched it.
Yeah.
And the problem is that if we do an ABC measured move from the April high, so if we do April high to May low and then project that from the end of May high, that's a little bit lower. So our ideal level for an ABC correction and right on the 200-day moving average is 41.50. What I think we're seeing at the moment is we're oscillating around 44.80 because that's the 50% from the all-time lows in June 2016 to the all-time highs in April 2017. So what we're doing is bouncing around, I think, one more little dip lower to 41.50, lined up right there with that 200-day moving average, is epic, very interesting. So keep an eye on that. Yes, I'm looking for signs of bottoming here. And look at the RSI, you know, we're right, we went right down and we're turning up higher again. So it's all looking really good. But the risk is we make one more push lower and we go to 41.50.
Yeah, and you notice when it gets oversold like that on daily, sometimes I often look for this. You'll see a retest of that RSI low, that oversold, and then it'll start to climb a bit, you know, sort of consolidate.
In fact, I'm very interested. This looks really good. If it does that, like, that would be great. So 41.50 is the level to watch in this stock.
Marvellous! Nicola, if you send me the charts, and if you could put them on the company pages at Vox, and I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/...
Blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.